Going back a period of years, I spent some weeks pondering just this question from Gerard Hughes, along with a question my own spiritual director had asked me, which niggled at me. It is an experience I often have with my director, and while I attempt an answer there, on the spot, my dissatisfaction with my answer leaves me pondering more deeply, subsequent to my meeting with him. Around about the same time, I was also reading Choice, Desire and the Will of God, What More Do You Want? By David Runcorn, and The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. There was definitely a theme going on, and the feeling of it was as if there was something on your tongue that you needed to say, but every time you made to speak, the words were lost, or that there was a shape emerging out of the mist, and just as you were about to recognize it sank back again into obscurity. In retrospect, I know that the process was about discovering the deepest desire of my soul, and at the end of it, when I had articulated it was as if I had found the place where my pearl of great price was buried, and I had only just acquired the field. I was ready now to start digging. I paraphrased the question because my answer to it was more to do with Jesus himself, how he was, how he manifested his teachings. I have heard it said that the best sermon is a good example, and Jesus exemplified what he taught. His actions matched his words. He practiced what he preached. For me, other than his authenticity, what I find most attractive about him is that he always responded to people in the way that they needed in order for them to come closer to God. He always knew what to say and what to do with any given person or situation. He knew when to challenge, when to heal, when to teach. For example, the rich young man who went away sad. We never told what happened after that, but I like to think that he could not remain unchanged after Jesus looked at him and loved him, before throwing down the gauntlet, before giving the young man the challenge of his life, which he had actually asked for. I like to believe that after time and discernment, the young man did take up the challenge and effected a change in his life. And the woman with the hemorrhage, who sought healing and received even more. After so many years of being an outcast because of her bleeding, he not only healed her, but claimed her as his kin, drawing her out to speak up. I went to a talk by Elaine Storkey when I was a student, and I vividly remember her take on this particular gospel story. She told us that in the context of the time, this woman could have been stoned for defiling a religious leader, hence her fear in speaking out. So not only did he heal her physical ailments, but also the effect of years of erosion of her self-esteem, spiritual healing as well as physical. There are so many more examples I could give. These two are only a sample of my favourites, and they show me something of my attraction to Jesus. At the end of my period of pondering, the deepest desire of my soul, which I finally managed to express, was to have the freedom to be who he would have me be. And I realized how clever God is, because it describes a process in two parts of constant discernment, and I already understood that it is the process that draws us closer to God. The first part is, who would he have me be? And the second part is, what is limiting my freedom to be who he would have me be?